want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Be challenged to live wisely as you hear once again from your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, trusting that you're resting in those everlasting arms today. And if you have never asked God to be your refuge and to hold you in those everlasting arms, remember that the Bible says that He has never refused anybody who has come to Him. The Bible says He came unto His own. Jesus Christ came to us, but His own received Him not. It's our job to receive Him. God gives us the grace to respond to Him in faith. So all you need to do is to receive Him by faith. And those everlasting arms will be yours. You will know that everlasting love more and more. In Pamela Reeve's little book, Faith Is, she says on page 41, faith is not faith in faith itself, but faith in the facts of Scripture, the fact of Christ's death, the fact of His resurrection. Facts are unchangeable. Facts are something that we can rest our faith on. We need to constantly remind ourselves that faith is not feeling. It's not mood. It's not a religious sentiment. Faith is faith in facts of Scripture, the fact of Christ's death, the fact of His resurrection, and as we've been saying on this program, in the character of God Himself. Now, I have a dear friend in St. Louis named Sister Bones. And Sister Bones wrote to me recently. Her last name is spelled B-O-W-E-N-S, and told me about a sad piece of news in her family. She says, I'm still thanking God for you and keep you in my prayers. It's just a miracle to me how God is using you in your daily program, especially when you mention one day that you make your program at least 3 or 4 months in the future, aired 3 or 4 months later. It is just on time. Today, your subject was relinquishing our will. How timely that was for us and others too, I believe. She tells about her husband having some difficulties, physical difficulties, and they went to the doctor. That led to a series of examinations, and the doctor has now told us he has a tumor, and it is cancerous, which has spread toward his spine. This is all new to us, and God knows we don't know what to do. But I can tell you and Lars, God is wonderfully sustaining the family. I don't know what God actually does, but He is doing something. This is why Elizabeth's message today on relinquishing our will was such a blessing to me. I thanked God for His timing in her message. I know God's will is best. He knew all this before it happened, and He is still in control. We are determined to still trust Him. Now, what can you trust in if you've just learned that your husband has cancer, a serious kind of cancer which may be moving toward the spine? Well, my dear Sister Bones has got to rest on the facts of Scripture. God loves you. God is in control. The fact of Christ's death, He died for us. The fact of His resurrection, He rose again from the dead. He became the death of death, death of death and hell's destruction. That's something to trust, isn't it? Well, thanks so much, Sister Bones, and you can be sure that you and Brother Howard Bones are in our prayers every time the Lord brings you to mind, which is much more often than you would believe. And then my dear friend Arlita, who is on these programs with me from time to time, Arlita has been writing family letters to her 5 children who are away from home now. And very kindly, at my request, she has been sending me copies of these marvelous family letters. She spends, I think, a whole afternoon once a week writing these letters on a computer. And recently, She told about when her mother learned that she had cancer. This is what she writes. I have been mulling over and over the 90th Psalm and the need to ask him to teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I don't think we can do this with equanimity unless we have made the Lord our dwelling place. Verse 1. But when we do, then we can ask for the beauty of the Lord our God to be upon us, and we can ask him to establish the work of our hands. We can look at each day and then say, Father, what shall we do today? Make it beautiful and establish it, even though a death sentence is hovering over us. I am reminded of Grandma Morkan when she was first told that she had cancer. Arlita is referring to her own mother as Grandma Morkan. She had driven to the doctor's office alone, and after hearing the sentence pronounced, she walked back to the car. As she started to drive back home, she couldn't move. She felt she had been kicked in the stomach, below the belt, and she couldn't get her breath. Lord, she said, I can't leave this parking lot until I get my attitude right about this. She reached into her handbag for her little New Testament and turned to the place she had left off reading early that morning, Colossians 4. She came to the 17th verse, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Oh, she cried, that's all I need to do, Lord. Fulfill what you have given me to do today. And with that, she put the key into the ignition, and home she went. Weeks and months went by, and right up to a week before the Lord took her home to live with him, she would waken and cheerfully say, now, what wonderful thing shall we do today? Isn't that a ringing testimony? And it reminded me of a series on television some years ago about dying people. I think it was on public television. It was tremendously moving to follow these people from the moment when they were told by the doctor that they had terminal cancer until the moment they died. And the most memorable of all those people was an old black man and his daughter. And as they spoke, it just became very obvious, even though they were not allowed, I suppose, to say very much on public television, but it was very obvious and unmistakable that these people were Christians. And I remember very vividly the scene in the doctor's office. The old man is sitting there very quietly, the daughter with her handbag in her lap and her hands folded, a look of slight apprehension and fear on her face, and the doctor very kindly explaining that cancer had been diagnosed. It was so far gone that it was inoperable. And there was a long silence. And the old man looked at the doctor with such a peaceful expression. And he said, we're just going to go right on. We're just going to go right on. And his daughter said, sure we are. Well, think about that verse, Colossians 4:17. Attend to the duty entrusted to you in the Lord's service and discharge it to the full. That's a more modern translation than the one that Arlita quoted. But that's all you and I have to do. That is absolutely all you and I have to do. Attend to the duty entrusted to us in the Lord's service. And discharge it to the full. Does a prison cell or a cancer sentence prevent any of us from discharging that duty to the full? No, it does not. It absolutely does not, because it is always possible to do the will of God. It is always possible to do the will of God. And we receive the strength to perform the duties that God has given us as we thank him as we receive those duties as from His hand, as though they were our daily bread, and as we rest our hearts on the facts of Scripture, the fact of Christ's death, the fact of His resurrection. And it was those verities, those eternal, unchangeable verities, that held me during my husband Ad Leach's cancer. I began to learn then to make the pain material for sacrifice. And I could hardly wait to get to church because I loved that moment in our regular church service in which the whole congregation says loudly and clearly, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. If you need that stability, that firm foundation today, let me repeat it again for you. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. That's the foundation of our Christian faith. Nothing can change it.
Anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.